This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Rick Huffman, Director of Marketing at SMG. I guess, first of all, a lot of people don't know what SMG stands for.
Well, it's a company that right now is based out of the Philadelphia area that manages public facilities for municipalities all across the world. SMG has been managing the Sioux Falls Arena and the Convention Center and the Orpheum Theater downtown, and will eventually manage the new Denny Sanford Premier Center as well. So we manage the facilities for the city.
That's getting to be a long title, Denny Sanford Premier Center.
Yeah.
It's going to probably have some other things added on to it. But that's all part of the branding, I guess, as
yep,
they call
you
it.
Bet.
Can you give us a hint? Are we going to have some special entertainment coming up that you can clue us in on?
Not yet. It's a little early yet. The facility will open in the fall of 2014. So sometime after the first of the year, we'll start getting a better idea.
George Strait's supposed to be having his last tour.
Oh, okay.
Be nice if we could catch him on his way from Minneapolis and Omaha.
Yeah, you bet.
But Rick, I guess the main thing is that the Orpheum Theater was kind of a pet project of one of the former employees at SMG that passed away not too long ago.
Yep, you bet. Yeah, Russ DeCurtins was the general manager, and Russ was general manager when the old Sioux Falls Community Playhouse ceased operations and the building reverted to the city's ownership. And the playhouse at the time had been working on linking the old Orpheum Theater with the old, do you remember the Rainbow Bar and Limelight Lounge, which was next door?
Yeah, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that building had been purchased by the Playhouse back in the mid-90s, and so the Playhouse was working on connecting the two buildings and creating a link. And when the Playhouse ceased operations and the city took over, they hired SMG to manage the Orpheum Theater, and together the city and SMG worked on completing the work that the Playhouse had started in connecting the two buildings and doing other renovations in the Orpheum Theater itself. And they had the grand reopening in 2007, and now this year, specifically on October 2nd, 2013, the Orpheum Theater will celebrate its centennial. Opened in October 2nd of 1913. So we're going to have a little celebration to commemorate that.
That's on a Wednesday night.
No, the actual opening was on a Thursday night in 1913, October 2nd. And this year, to celebrate the centennial, we're going to have an event on Friday, October 4th, October 2nd, which would be a Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah.
Now, you probably covered some of that renovation and stuff back, we were just talking, you were at Kello TV about 16 years ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that was just about when Sioux Falls downtown was starting to come back.
Yeah, really. You know, since I moved here in December of 1989, it seems like every year there's been something new going on in downtown. But one of the mainstays of downtown for these 100 years has been the Orpheum Theater. In fact, of the theaters that were built and open at the time that the Orpheum Theater was open, the Orpheum is the only one that's still standing and has really served a great purpose all those years. It had started to kind of fade in the late 40s, early 50s, but fortunately for the theater, the Sioux Falls Community Playhouse stepped in 1954 and purchased the building, and then for roughly the next 50 years operated it as a community theater, and that really helped with its longevity.
I used to go to double feature cartoons on Saturday morning. I mean, they had a kids deal, you could buy tickets at the school for so many weeks or whatever. Crossing the Hollywood, just down the street from the Granada. We had 7 movie theaters back at...
Had a lot, yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, I go back a long ways, back when the arena banned rock and roll. I'll have to, write a book on that one. But except for Elvis Presley, they said, he's not rock and roll. That's okay. We can have him at the arena.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But Orpheum Theater has quite a history. They used to have railroad tracks.
Yeah. When it was built, with the thought in mind that for any traveling shows to come into the Orpheum, it would be very convenient for them to be able to just pull up on the train and unload right at the Orpheum Theater. So there was a rail line, a rail spur right behind the Orpheum Theater. It was built by the Solari brothers for, I think, about $63,000 at the time in 1913. And originally it was used as a vaudeville house, and also as the home for the what was then called the Orpheum theater band. They had a band down there that would play. They would show old they would show newsreels at certain times, and that lasted for a little while before the Solari brothers sold it to a company in Minnesota who kind of continued doing kind of live performances, but more in the way of repertory theater, where companies would come in and rehearse in one part of the building during the day and then perform a different show at night and just kind of rotate through that way. And that, again, lasted for several years before another company came in and bought it and turned it into a movie house, predominantly a movie theater, showing second-run films and B-movies, and but still had some live performance components to it, and was the building's always been a great community gathering spot for meetings and different things like that. And then, as I said, eventually in 1954, the Community Playhouse bought it and turned it into their community theater. So
yeah, the municipal band was there for some
time. Yeah, in fact, the municipal band offices out of the out of the Orpheum Theater these days, as does the new Sioux Empire Community Theater. I say new, even though they've been around now for 10 years. And then the city has its CityLink Channel 16 offices out of the Orpheum Theater as well.
It's been a while since the back wall fell off the
alley. Oh yeah, the exterior
yes
siding on the back wall. I can't remember what you call it, the stucco or something like
that. One of the reasons why, when the city got it, they really fixed it up right, and it's done well. I mentioned you worked at Kello. Years before you came here, Kello was a large part of the, you might say, live entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Gina Hartig and her husband Leo Hartig.
Yeah.
In fact, Leo Hartig got a degree, I think, from Augustana in theater architecture.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, actually drawing the sets and,
sure,
and the stages and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And Gina Hartig was a big proponent of live entertainment, Broadway musical, that type of stuff.
Yeah,
along with Sylvia Henkin for quite some time.
She and Sylvia were frequent performers down at the Playhouse in those years. And it really, the Community Playhouse had existed before they purchased the Orpheum Theater. And and so the ability for the Community Playhouse to purchase the Orpheum Theater really enabled that group to kind of spread its wings and really bring quality, professional quality community theater to the Sioux Falls audiences. In fact, they would bring in professional actors from outside. In fact, the very first performance at the Orpheum Theater by the Community Playhouse featured an actor by the name of Lyle Talbot, who had done films and television shows and was a well-known actor at the time. Other actors that came in were Ann B. Davis, who went on to portray Alice in the Brady Bunch. Leonard McCoy performed at the Orpheum Theater, Cloris Leachman. So it's really had an interesting history.
Star Trek's Leonard McCoy.
Yeah, Star Trek's Leonard McCoy, Mr. Spock.
He was a poet, or kind of a, you might say he would read certain things and was kind of a part of the culture of that time.
Oh, sure, yeah. He had brought a one-man show on Vincent van Gogh to the Orpheum Theater to perform.
Well, getting back to, you know, the early days, Ray Loftusness, I think, is name that should be somewhat memorialized in either the Orpheum or State Theater when they get that back up a little bit, because he did a lot back in the old days. He actually had a Kello continuity page that had Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Durante, all of the old bands that used to come here, because we were kind of the railroad stop between Minneapolis and Denver.
Oh, sure.
So we would get all these performers either at the Arcota or the Orpheum or some of the other theaters in town back when we had vaudeville.
Yeah.
Because we were, you know, kind of on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, they could put on a show in Sioux Falls. And you know, it was gravel roads back then.
Sure.
But we were getting this top-name entertainment right in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, you bet.
Railroads were, you know, I kind of wish we had them now. We could get on a train and be in Chicago tomorrow. You know,
I would love to. I've looked into it a few times, but it's never worked out from a timing perspective. So.
Well, the old Milwaukee Depot used to be just down the street from the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, okay, sure.
But, Rick, the Orpheum Theater now, a lot of people don't realize. I think it's a lost science. I really do. They don't make buildings acoustically like they used to back with the Orpheum Theater.
Right.
Because back then they didn't have any amplification.
Right, yeah. In fact, the Solari brothers were quoted as saying in the Argus Leader that acoustically it was built in such a way that the acoustics were the best available at the time. And with the recent renovation that took place in the late 2000s, They did some updates to the old theater itself, and the acoustics are still outstanding. They're now able to provide people who have hearing issues with the opportunity to get a little piece that they can put into their ear, and they can hear the music or the dialogue from the stage through the sound system to make it more convenient and comfortable for everyone that comes down there.
Well, I have to say, I think the law of has transpired as far as term limits, but I was not one of those that used to throw popcorn from the balcony.
Oh, weren't you? You sure about that?
I'm sure. But like I say, that was the kind of the place all the kids would go on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
We would get the Donald Duck and the Mickey Mouse cartoons only at the Orpheum Theater.
And you're telling that story. It reminds me that Channel 16, Rich Murphy down at Channel 16, is putting together a documentary on the Orpheum and the history of the building. That will air on Channel 16, the City Access Channel, here in the coming weeks, and should be a great program to look back at the history at.
Well, October 4th.
Yes, October 4th, down at the Orpheum Theater, we'll start off with a Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting with some dignitaries at 4:30. But then at 5 o'clock, we'll have kind of a reception open house starting at 5 o'clock, running till 9. That is free and open to the public. Come on down and learn some stories about the theater. Watch the documentary that Rich Murphy's putting together. We'll show that in the theater itself. We'll do one tour of the building immediately following the first showing of the documentary. So that should be around 5 o'clock or so. And then we'll have various forms of entertainment down there throughout the evening. The current community theater, Sioux Empire Community Theater, is going to do some performances in the studio theater down there. Several dance studios here in town are going to have the kids down there to perform in the classroom. And then we'll have some music in the lobby mezzanine, the municipal band brass quintet, the group Jazzed with Bobby Grip will perform. And so it'll be fun. We're also doing this, actually, as it turns out, on the same night as the Downtown Sioux Falls group's First Friday Art and Wine Walk. Yeah, and so they'll be selling glasses of wine with a wristband down there. And so it should be a fun evening on October 4th, really kicking off at 5 o'clock, and encourage folks to come on down.
Well, that is one thing. One thing being owned by the city, I think, was kind of handy, but you can have a glass of wine at an Orpheum performance.
Yeah, you bet. A glass of wine or beer, or if you have a private function down there and want to serve alcohol, you can request to have that license purchased as well. But yeah, these days, the Orpheum Theater is more than just the community theater's home. It's also the home stage of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. And I mentioned some of the dance studios here in town. They use it a lot for their performances and a lot of other acts and forms of entertainment. We've got promoters that will bring shows in to entertain people, but it's also used for weddings and for meeting space and for conferences and banquets and those kinds of things. So it's a very busy building, and I think the city got it right when they took over the building to keep it operational and let it be used and let it be celebrated.
I had a great time recently. I say recently for me, you know, that I'm so old I don't have tattoos. But the Led Zeppelin tribute and the AC/DC tribute stage of the Orpheum Theater, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you literally throughout the year, there is just about any form of entertainment you can imagine down there. There's, you know, some of the music that the younger kids these days enjoy. We've got local bands that will host CD release parties. When they release a CD, they'll do a concert down there. We've had comedians down there. We've got a bodybuilding competition that annually takes place down there. Miss South Dakota pageant is down there. We've got just all kinds of different types of fun things that you can enjoy.
Well, that's where some of the original Ted Mack Amateur Hour, there was programs similar to that. And like I say, Ray Loftusness needs to be here. He'll be here in spirit for it because there's so much history there that goes back, I'm sure, sentimentality of a lot of people that are listening right now.
Yeah.
But for those who are new to Sioux Falls, like you say, you came here in 89. Downtown Sioux Falls was a lot different back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
And we've come a long ways.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful, it's one of my favorite downtowns because it's really a unique, different kind of downtown feeling here that we have here in Sioux Falls. It's not the big tall skyscrapers. It's a very visitor friendly, lots of beautiful shops along the Phillips Avenue and Main Avenue corridors. A great number of local businesses that have their headquarters downtown. The entertainment scene is really strong. So, yeah, if you haven't had a chance, if you're new to Sioux Falls, to come downtown, I encourage you to do that. And if you've never been to the Orpheum Theater, grand historic building, invite you to come down on October 4th for our centennial celebration.
And parking's free after 5 o'clock. So.
Yeah, and on weekends. Yeah, you bet.
Now, there's a parking ramp close by, isn't there?
There is. There's some parking that is available behind the Raven Building, which is on 6th and Phillips, if it's after hours or on the weekends. You know, there's a couple of city parking lots in the area down there as well. So, yeah, plenty of parking for folks to come down.
And with the future, what they call Uptown.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be right in the middle.
It's going to keep growing to the north. Yeah, you bet. And expanding out into Minnesota, it sounds like.
Well, it's for those coming into town maybe for a Orpheum Theater presentation, they can make a stop at the Falls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They can come up to Minerva's. They can, on First Friday, they can go to the Pavilion. It's a whole family event downtown, but there's so many places now you can go to eat. I think there's 65 in a certain radius of Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Different places you can eat, a variety of everything you can think of. Now, some people might say, isn't the Orpheum competing a little bit with the other SMG houses?
No, you kind of look at it from a size perspective, and you know, the Orpheum Theater seats right now 686 people. The Great Hall of the Washington Pavilion, I believe, if I remember right, is in that 1800 to 1900 range. The old arena is in that 6,000 or 7,000 range. The new event center will be in the 12,000 range. So, you know, different types of entertainment, different music groups are looking for different sized facilities because they perform different styles of concerts. So what would work in the Pavilion would maybe be too big to have in the Orpheum and vice versa. So,
well, the State Theater's on the horizon, and the city just helped invest a little bit on those new projectors. So that's going to be really a real movie theater.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to open. I've never had a chance to go in there. I moved here, I think, after or pretty close to around the time when the State closed, and never had a chance to go inside.
Well, I actually was part of the very last show. We did a talent show, Kello AM Radio, mm-hmm. With Greg and Mike at that time. And broadcast it live, a little girl that tap danced from Pipestone or Laverne, I think, won the amateur show.
Oh, great.
We did kind of like the old style, you know, and that was the last performance ever done on the State Theater.
Oh, okay.
But getting back to the Orpheum Theater, you have still, I think, the murals and the paintings on the ceiling. Take you right back to that opera house type of thing you were talking about.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, because when they did the renovations back in the late 2000s, they took one of the murals, or two of the murals, I believe, and renovated it, restored it to its original. And we've got a picture of it on the Orpheum Theater's website, which is SiouxFallsOrpheumTheater.com, and you can see a before and after picture. But there's still more work to do. The main mural that people might remember as they look up from their seats that overlooks the stage is scheduled at some point to be restored as well. But there are, I think, one or two missing murals that, from what I understand, had been sent off back in like maybe the 1980s or 1970s when they had done a remodeling down there to be restored, and either never came back or have been misplaced since then. But it really is an eye-opener if you're used to going to the Orpheum Theater all those years to look up and suddenly see this bright, colorful mural on the wall that's been sitting there all that time. It just had gotten dull over the ages.
And it's not your grandfather's chairs either. These are modern, comfortable chairs.
Right, yeah. Yeah, these are modern, comfortable chairs. We just changed out all the seating when we did the updates in the late 2000s. No, the original chairs, I believe, were wooden chairs. If you go to the Pavilion, I think they've got some of the old classroom chairs sitting out. It's that wooden style. And one of our staff people was at a rummage sale, I don't believe too long ago, and came across a set of chairs that she was told were some of the original Orpheum Theater chairs. And so, of course, knowing that we manage the Orpheum Theater, she got them and has them down at the theater, and we'll have those on display going forward.
Well, speaking about that, people, the arts has always been supported. You know, Michelangelo had, I think, the Pope and a few others supporting. Any real true art has support. The city is helping a lot with the Orpheum Theater, but there's people that can donate and maybe get plaques or memorials or that type of thing for the arts at the theater.
Yeah, probably right now the best way to do that would be through the Sioux Empire Community Theater or the Jazz and Blues Society. We did talk a little bit about maybe someday starting up some kind of an endowment for the theater itself, mm-hmm. but it would really take a coordinated effort and have a specific mission in mind to do that. And maybe someday that will happen and people can contribute to something like that. But yeah, the arts organizations here in town are certainly always looking for support.
Well, tell us about the entertainment coming up. The Sioux Falls Community Theater.
Yep.
You talked about.
Yep. The Sioux Empire Community Theater kicks off its season this year with To Kill a Mockingbird. I believe they open in early November, followed by Noises Off late winter next year. And then they're doing the big Broadway musical Les Miserables, which recently opened up for community theater rights. So I think just about every community theater in the country is doing Les Mis. Sioux City and Omaha, I know, are doing it. Omaha's doing it this fall. I'm not sure when Sioux City is. So that's their main stage series. The community theater also does theater for young people and will do a studio theater this year with more of a modern kind of adult themed show. The Jazz and Blues Society, of course, will have its season starting up this fall down at the Orpheum Theater as well. And if you're interested in information and tickets on those two organizations, you can visit their websites directly. The Sioux Empire Community Theater is just simply SiouxFallsTheater.com, and the Jazz and Blues Society, just take the first letter of those four words, SFJB, and it's .org.
Google it in Sioux Falls, it'll come up.
There you go, absolutely.
Well, Rick, how did you get lined up with SMG? This is, broadcasting, television, kind of in a line of entertainment, I guess you might say, as a career.
Well, I got lucky. The position opened up at around the time that I was thinking about making a move, and it worked out for me, and it turned out to be a great time to start working out there with the events that we have coming up, the centennial for the Orpheum, which has always been kind of a home away from home for me, and then of course with our company managing the new Denny Sanford Premier Center, a lot of fun work to be involved with that as well.
Well, when I grew up, the first job you got, in high school, after being a paper boy, maybe for the Argus, was being a usher.
Usher, yeah.
At the movie theater.
Yeah.
Now it's Burger King or McDonald's, but do you need ushers or volunteers, I guess you might say?
We have a paid staff with SMG that work at the convention center and the arena and the Orpheum Theater. The arts groups that perform at the Orpheum Theater, I know, are always looking for volunteers. And the employees that we have that work the events, our event staff and security staff, are part-time, but they are paid. And you can always check the website, sfarena.com, in our employment section to see when we're hiring and what we're looking for.
I always ask everybody if you're hiring.
Sure.
It's part of our, everything. Everybody's hiring in one degree or another.
There you go.
They can check your website for
you. Well, and certainly with the Denny Sanford Premier Center mm-hmm. opening next year, at some point after the first of the year, we'll be doing some more hiring for that.
Well, now give us an idea of some of the pictures. If you were to make a scrapbook, what are some of the pictures that you remember of the Orpheum Theater?
Of the Orpheum Theater? I've done a lot of theater down there with the old community playhouse and with the new community theater. But I've also seen a lot of great shows down there. At the time that I moved here, I'd only ever seen one show on Broadway, one musical on Broadway, which was Into the Woods. And I believe like 1991, a couple of years after I had moved here, I had not gone down to see any theater down at the Orpheum. And I saw they were doing that. And I thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to see how the local community theater production compared to this Broadway show that I had seen a few years before that. And seeing that show was an eye-opener, and it is what made me decide to try and get into community theater myself, because they just did an excellent job. And turns out people in the show ended up becoming friends of mine, because I'd gone on to do theater with them. Brian and Kaya Bondi, who actually have Always Patsy Cline performing at the Orpheum at the end of September. So look for that information. I know tickets are going well for them. And many others. And so, my postcard card images of the theater kind of are from the stage looking out into the audience rather than from the audience looking into the stage and the backstage areas and the dressing rooms and the green room and things like that. Although I never have seen Larry the Ghost.
Well, yeah, they do have a ghost light they put out in the middle of the stage at night. But yeah, Larry the Ghost, tell us, this is one of the, actually, if there was a list of haunted places in Sioux Falls, this would be one of them.
Well, yeah, we've had people on occasion request to come down to do a study or something like that of the theater because of the old story, which I'm not all that familiar with. I just know that some people claim to have seen a guy that I guess just has been given the name Larry. Down at the theater at odd times and in odd places. But it is kind of fun if you're down at the theater and you're in a show or you're working down there and you're one of the last people or the last person to leave, as I've been a couple of times, and you're walking through that dark theater thinking about, I wonder if Larry's around somewhere and listening for the noises or anything like that. But I've never been able to see him myself.
Well, a lot of times when they strike the show, you know, they get a little bit of wine too.
Yeah.
You know? But it's all part of the story. It goes along with it. Now, the trolley isn't running on the Monday through Friday now, but you can actually take a trolley on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You could park down by the falls or any place else for, you know, around town and take the trolley down there. They run till 8 o'clock, I think, at night. But what are some of the other things? It's available for practice for maybe some large groups and that type of thing?
Yeah, you bet. Really, it's available for anyone who is looking for a space and it fits their needs. We really literally can do just about anything down there. We have had trade shows and conferences and conventions. Like I said, weddings. We have had groups use it for rehearsal space. We've had it for bands, for different kinds of music, traveling shows, really the whole gamut. It's a really versatile and a great building for use.
Speaking with Rick Huffman, Director of Marketing SMG, the Orpheum Theater. It's 100 years old, centennial coming up. October 4th is when you're going to celebrate. October 2nd
is the actual
date. But you're 100 years old, but you got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we do. You know, you got to keep up with the modern times, and hopefully in another 100 years, we'll be saying, well, you got Wi-Fi, but you also got whatever the popular technology of the day is 100 years from now. So, it's set up now. It's in a position, the theater is, the building itself, the complex, that it really does serve an important function in the downtown Sioux Falls landscape. And so I think it's got a great history, a great run coming up ahead of itself. So,
and the link with the other, you know, the old lamplight.
Yeah, the limelight. Yeah, the old Rainbow Bar Limelight Casino.
A lot of people, they got dance, you know, square dancing, all kinds of stuff going on over there. It's got a nice wood dance floor.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you bet.
There's not too many of those around anymore.
No, huh?
And there's a center part that's got a place where you can kind of go out and have a cigarette.
There's a courtyard, an interior kind of courtyard, an open-air courtyard that has been used for some receptions. It has been a sculpture garden at times, and we hope to continue to do more sculptures down there. So, that adds a nice little outdoor element to the building when the weather's nice, that people can step out during the intermission or something like that.
And a lot of times the lobby is more than just popcorn.
Yeah.
They got some good food.
Yeah, they've got Ovations Food Services, handles all the food and beverage at the Orpheum as well as out at the Arena and Convention Center. So, depending on the show, if there's a need for the concessions to be open, they can. Or if it's a meeting or a banquet or a lunch or something like that, Ovations can cater that for you down at the Orpheum as well.
October 4th starts at what time?
5 o'clock. Yeah, we'll have a ribbon cutting at 4:30, but then the public celebration begins at 5 o'clock. We'll show the documentary. We'll give a building tour. We'll have wine for sale as part of the Downtown Sioux Falls event. And then we'll have entertainment in the different spaces down there as well.
If anybody's got an old shoebox full of maybe some old pictures of some old plays or anything that's from the stage or the Orpheum, you'd love to see those, right?
Please, yeah. We actually have a lot of memorabilia and archival items from the old Sioux Falls Community Playhouse, but what we have not been able to find much of is anything before 1954 when the Community Playhouse took ownership of it. When we did the renovations and got into the crawl space to make updates, we did find old candy boxes and candy wrappers and old programs and things like that. But anything pre-1954 related to the Orpheum Theater, we would love to look at, and we would love to work with the Old Courthouse Museum, the staff down there, to put some kind of historical display together to feature those items.
Your website again?
The Orpheum Theater website is SiouxFallsOrpheumTheater.com. And the arena website, which you can get to the Orpheum through, is sfarena.com.
Rick Huffman, Director of Marketing, SMG. The Orpheum Theater, a sweet spot in many people's hearts.
Sure, it really is.
And if you haven't been there before, the centennial, October 4th, just be there. Thank you for being with us on Forum.
I appreciate it, John.